Thank you very much. Well, we appreciate everybody being here today. I wanted to certainly give you an update. I've got my Team South Carolina partners here with me as we go forward. We are now seeing where we are going from starting to go from response mode to assessment mode. We are still very much in response mode when it comes to the Midlands down to the coast, but we are now, as we're seeing the rain lighten up and things lighten up a little bit, we are now going into assessment and recovery mode in terms of the Midlands, north of the Midlands. So that's a little bit, we're starting to see the rain back off a little bit. The main thing we're going to be watching is as this water flows, especially from the Midlands down to the coast, you're going to see that we're pre-positioning things. I'll talk about that in a little bit. There will be some evacuations. We're looking at places like King Street and those, so you'll see that throughout the day that we're going to evacuate as we see that water moves down. To give you a few updated numbers, we are unfortunately now at 9. Weather-related fatalities. What I will tell you is everybody has been very good. The traffic is light. People are off the roads. They have really listened. But those that didn't listen, this is dangerous. This is very real. So we do have 9 weather-related fatalities. I do want to say that we've had word that there are people who are taking their boats to the Lake Murray Dam to take pictures of all the water that we're trying to release. That is extremely dangerous. And this is, I can't stress enough that this is not a fun event. We don't want to have to come out and rescue, and much worse, we don't want to have you added to this number of fatalities. So we do ask that people avoid that and just watch TV for the pictures. We are looking at now 550 roads and bridges that are closed. What you will see happen is as the water shifts down, we're going to pre-position where the roads are closed. So roads are closed now in the upstate. You're going to start to see road closures down from the Midlands down to the Lowcountry as that water flows. So don't be surprised. If there's a road that's open now, that doesn't mean it's going to stay open. You're probably going to see some roads close. That's something we're watching very carefully as the water flows, and that we're working with all of our team members here and with Secretary Hall. There, of the 550 roads that are closed, 100 of those are in Columbia and in the Columbia area. DPS has now responded to almost 2,700 total calls. 910 were collisions that they responded to. The biggest challenges that we face is following the wave of the water from the Midlands down to the coast. Road closures, trying to monitor those and make sure that we're watching those properly. Debris removal, now we're getting to that point to where we are looking for downed trees, any sort of limbs or things that are getting in the way. The good news is that we are getting into the assessment and recovery mode, so a lot of that is where we can start to assess the damage, to really start making some good decisions on how we can go and get people back into a protected situation, but also back into a recovery situation. Water issues. We have quite a few water issues that we're seeing. Either people are without water or contaminated water. So we do want people to be extremely careful as they're going on with this water issue. We have currently have 40,000 people right now without water. And I know that they're working very hard to get that back up. We have 26,000 people that are without power. That number seems to be an average. It's not that they're not getting it back up. It's just when one goes down, the other one, we get another one up. So it's going back and forth there. But we do have 253 troopers on the road out there trying to keep everybody safe and help all of the crews and everybody move accordingly. SLED has gone and deployed additional officers into Clarendon, Lexington, and Lee counties as they needed assistance. So we've been able to do that. DNR has performed over 150 water rescues as of now. So they're continuing to work very hard. We have 25 shelters open that are currently holding and housing 932 citizens in there right now. They do have plenty of food and water, all very safe and well taken care of. And I want to really thank not only DSS, who you may not realize they actually man those shelters and keep them safe, but they also partner with the American Red Cross and with the Salvation Army, who have been absolutely fantastic partners to work with as we go through this. National Guard, we've increased our number of guardsmen on duty. We're now up to 1,300 National Guards members across the state. We still have 7,000 on alert as we may need them. They have done 25 aerial rescues to date and will continue to do that. The good news that we have in this is that we have zero hospitals that are going to have to evacuate. And we have had a lot of heroes. And I'm going to talk to you about the great heroes a little bit later. But one in particular are the heroes that work at the Columbia Fire Department. They worked all night long to get the bulk water over to the hospital so that the hospitals didn't have to go down. And if you really want to talk about the work and the greatness of South Carolina, it was the Columbia Fire Department that really said they were going to try and make sure that they had made sure that that happened. So I do want to say a special thank you to them. No major cell outages. We're seeing sporadic cell outages, but no major ones at this time. So everyone should be able to still communicate in that way. And then the main thing that we have seen is everybody is requesting water, especially in the Midlands area. They are without water. In a lot of places, like I said, 40,000. So we are going to be setting up. I know a lot of people have tried to go to stores and buy it, and the stores are closed. We are setting up water distribution sites. You will see four water distribution sites in Richland County today. I know one will be Lower Richland High School, and the other one will be Richland Fashion Mall. The other two will be announced in short order. We will add six additional water distribution centers tomorrow, so for a total of 10 around the state. So know that we have plenty of water. The time frame we're aiming is at 5 o'clock, but you will see press releases if we can get those open sooner, and press releases if we have to deal with anything else. I want to thank Walmart, who so generously gave 80,000 bottles of water for the people of South Carolina, and continue to say they're on standby to give what we need. So many people have stepped up with supplies. Our biggest focus right now is safety. So if you're in your house, continue to stay in your house. Continue to remind your kids to not get out and play in this water. What we want you to remember is if you're under a boiled water advisory, follow it. And remember that this is not the time to take pictures. We've got enough media out there that you can look at to see the pictures and see the views of what's happening in South Carolina. What I can tell you is we're stronger today than we were yesterday. And that's because the morale continues to be good. Our angels in South Carolina and our heroes continue to be our first responders. Our first responders, our National Guardsmen, those utility crews that are tirelessly working all night long to make sure that your power is on, and the DOT maintenance crews that have just not stopped and continued to work 1,000 at a shift, switching off. They've done a fantastic job, and all of that with our volunteers and everyone else that seems to be going forward. We appreciate that. And then, you know, we continue to appreciate the kindness that everyone is showing to each other. We wanted to move this further. I do want to say that I just, the reason we were late with this press conference is that I received a phone call from President Obama. He was extremely gracious and kind. He and Mrs. Obama expressed their concerns and their prayers for the people of South Carolina, and also said that they were there to assist. Prior to my conversation with President Obama, we went ahead and did something that's very unusual, but it allows us to expedite the process. We did a verbal request for a major disaster declaration. So rather than waiting to do the paperwork, which we are drafting now, we went ahead and did a verbal request, which allows it to come faster. Those things cover individual assistance, public assistance for things like debris removal and emergency protective measures, hazard mitigation, damage to infrastructure. So to try and expedite that, we went ahead and did that verbally. We're looking at probably 11 counties right now. That number will change. Those are just the ones that we're doing this because we have immediate needs now in 11 counties. As we go further and we're dealing with our counties, we are going to see that we'll be adding to that list. I also think that what we have started doing is today we're having phone conversations with our counties, educating them on what they need to do the county assessments properly. We've got people on standby to show them how to do that. And then we also have Mike Moore, who can help discuss that verbal declaration more if you have any questions in reference to that. I think that's basically the overall summary that I have for you, but now I do want to go and just have certain partners talk with you as we go forward. So we will go ahead and start with, why don't we start with Mike Moore that to talk about the verbal major disaster declaration?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we'll go from there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Governor. My name is Mike Moore. I'm the federal coordinating officer. It's been appointed under by President Obama for the current declaration of an emergency that was declared last Saturday. The major declaration that the governor has requested covers, as she said, three basic areas. Individual assistance, and that's assistance that's provided to households. Things like housing assistance, other needs assistance that different households may have. The second major program that she requested is public assistance, and that covers infrastructure damage, emergency protective measures, as she mentioned, those things that local municipalities may have expended funds on that could be reimbursed, and that's generally at a 75%, 25% split, the 75% being the federal share. And then the third category of assistance she requests is hazard mitigation, covers, allows funding to be provided to the state to go to facilities that can be strengthened for future disasters. So it's looking towards the future, looking for more resilient communities is the way that money would be used. So that's a general overview.
Thank you. And just so you know, I know there's going to be there's a lot of concern about our small businesses as well. That will be something separate that we will do on the side that's through the SBA. So our small businesses will be covered as we go forward on that. Now I'm going to go over and turn it to General Livingston with our National Guard.
Thank you, Governor. As the governor mentioned, we are continuing rescue and evacuation operations throughout the state. All state partners are doing this, again, centered on the county and city level as far as determining those priorities. We have resources that continue to be available, so we're well supported throughout the state, plus making coordination with North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia to bring additional resources as well as federal resources if necessary. And as you see, our numbers are increasing as we need to increase. I would ask that if anyone out there sees something that doesn't look right, whether it's a road condition, whether it's somebody in distress, dial 911, let us know because you are our eyes and ears out there. And if you let us know, we can respond to it properly. The roads are still unsafe. A lot of them have been undermined by the flooding. And so the road may look perfect on top, but if you drive across it, it could collapse. We've had that happen to our rescue crews, and we're having to do engineering evaluations on those. So, again, don't get out unless you have to, and let us know if you see anything. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, General. And now I'm going to turn it over to Kim Stinson with the Emergency Management Division.
Thank you, Governor. As you know, our responsibilities include coordinating the state response to assist the local authorities, and that's where our major focus is. And a lot of that comes in the form of requests. We've processed about 175 requests so far from the counties in a couple of different areas, primarily emergency response and rescue. We've already mentioned some of those. The mass care piece, the feeding, the sheltering, and especially now that we're working the water issue is a primary focus for us, obviously. So we'll continue to work those as those requirements come in. And as the governor mentioned, we're kind of shifting now a little bit towards the damage assessment process and the recovery process. And we want to make sure that as we go through the damage assessment process, as other people have indicated, we want to make sure that we're safe about doing that. It's going to take a while for some of these floodwaters to recede to get in there and do that. So that process is going to take place over, obviously, at least the next several days and maybe even longer in terms of that. We'll continue to work very closely with our federal partners, Mike Moore, who's the federal coordinating officer, who's already spoke, and working with them and synchronizing our efforts to make sure that the citizens of South Carolina recover as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Stinson. And now I'm going to turn it over to Director Smith of the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you, Governor. We can't let our guard down. Conditions are still dangerous out there. As the governor mentioned earlier, we have 9 weather-related fatalities. 4 were traffic-related, and 5 were drowning incidents where the victims were inside their vehicles when they entered into the standing water. So we must be very careful about that. The Department of Public Safety has responded to 2,679 calls for service since the emergency declaration. 910 of those were collisions. As the governor mentioned earlier, we have over 250 troopers currently working during this operational period. We are still working with the South Carolina Department of Public South Carolina Department of Transportation regarding road closures and diversion routes. Traffic in the upstate and the Rock Hill areas has returned to normal. Traffic in the Midlands is very light, with the exception of I-77. We are using that I-77 corridor as a diversion route, or detour route, if you will, from traffic coming from 95 northbound to 26 westbound to I-77 northbound. Traffic in the Lowcountry is light. However, there are still several streets in the downtown Charleston area still closed. Traffic in the PD and Grand Strand areas light at this time. With regard to ESF 13, the Emergency Support Function 13, where SLED is the lead agency for that, they are conducting various security missions assisting Clarendon County. We have 40 law enforcement officers in Clarendon County assisting the Sheriff's Office, and we have 41 officers in Columbia City and Richland County providing assistance to those law enforcement agencies. Again, SLED is the lead agency for that. They are assisted by the Triple P as well as Department of Natural Resources. And Department of Natural Resources officers have been conducting copious amounts of search and rescue missions during this period of time in Clarendon, Sumter, Berkeley, Charleston, Richland, and Lexington counties. Again, situations are very dangerous out there, and we just ask that you not let your guard down. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Smith, and all of our law enforcement agencies that have really worked very well together. And now I'm going to turn it over to Secretary Hall at DOT.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
The road conditions have previously been reported by Director Smith. Essentially, what we're seeing north of Columbia is we've moved into a recovery phase with regards to the infrastructure assets that are in place. From Columbia south, we are still in a response mode. We still have a lot of roads flooded. And as the governor mentioned, we're anticipating those floodwaters to travel towards the coast. So we will have a propagating wave of road and bridge closures going forward. As the governor mentioned, we have approximately 100 bridges and roads closed here just in the Columbia metro area. With regards to returning the transportation network to service, we're going to establish that in a priority order. Our interstates will be our top priority with regards to returning those to service, followed next by the primary routes, so your U.S. routes and your SC routes, and then followed behind that will be our high-volume, smaller two-lane roadways that connect communities to communities. So that'll be our priority order going forward. I can advise you that we're in the process, based on our assessments here in the Midlands region of the water levels and our bridge conditions, that we are planning to reopen I-126 heading into downtown Columbia, as well as reopen that section of I-20 around the Monticello Road area that had previously been closed. The I-26 bridge over the Saluda River will still remain closed due to our concerns with the Saluda River and the water levels there coming out of the back of Lake Murray. We can anticipate a long period of assessment and recovery with this event until the water levels recede in the Columbia area going south. We really are unable to determine what level of damage we have on the roads and bridges. Obviously, we know there is damage. We can see that, and we're making closures as needed to address any public safety concerns. I would like to thank our Federal Highway Division Administrator, Emily Lawton, who's here with us today. She's one of the great team members that we have working this event with us, and I have made a request to her on behalf of the citizens of South Carolina for some emergency relief funds to assist us in expediting the recovery of our assets. I've made a request of about $5 million to get us started. Governor, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you. And that is in addition to the verbal declaration. So what that allows them to do is to go ahead and get the engineers out there to assess the damage for the roads. So basically, what can you expect from here? First of all, this is not over. Just because the rain stops does not mean that we are out of the woods. We very much still have a vulnerable situation that's out there. I'm still going to ask citizens to please stay inside. What you will hear around that hopefully 5 or 6 o'clock time as you'll start to hear county closures again. With those county closures, we always encourage the superintendents to close schools along with that, and obviously state offices always follow the county office rules. So you will see those, and the reason we're doing that is even though you're not seeing rain, there is still water out there. It is going to take a little while for this water to go away. More importantly, right now we've got engineers out there trying to assess the roads, because we're not going to open a road until we know it's safe for you to drive on. And so that means we have to test it. So that's going to take us a little while to make sure that we put you on the right roads before we allow you to do that. Again, you will see road closures happen that didn't happen before. And that's more because we know water totals that are starting to come in a certain direction. You will see evacuations today in certain places. Those will be announced as well. But more importantly, I think if you look at the timeline of this, we declared a state of emergency on Thursday. That's when we enacted the National Guard and asked them to come forward. On Friday, we asked for the federal declaration. Today, what you're seeing is we asked for the verbal major disaster declaration, which the feds have been so kind to work with us on, and they've moved everything very quickly. Secretary Hall asked for the expedited request in terms of assessments. So we are going to continue to move forward. We are going to expedite it in the best way that we can. This is what citizens need to do. For those of you that have damage in your homes, damage in your businesses, go ahead and start making lists of those and inventories of those. We are going to have FEMA people on the ground soon that will be making those assessments with you, and we will explain to you exactly how this process is going to work. It's not going to happen quickly, and I'm sorry for that. But what you will feel is things are going to continue to happen. So these teams are now coming, are on the ground now. They're ready to help and they're ready to assist. The way we're doing this is really through your County Emergency Management Division offices. We have a great communication director. Stenson and his team have a good communication with all of the counties, so that we can go through. I will, over the next 2 or 3 days, be actually going on the ground. I was supposed to go up in flight to this morning, and the weather wouldn't allow for it. So over the next few days, I will be going around, and we'll assess the damage. We're going to continue to work with the federal agents to let them know that not only was that a verbal request, but we will put an actual permanent written request in, and we're going to call. Our federal delegation has been wonderful. I've been in contact with them as well, and let them know what is going on. And so with that, what I want you to know is South Carolina has gone through a storm of historic proportions. It has gone through a storm that has never happened before. Having said that, South Carolina's moving. We've got all the people we need. If you see a first responder, if you see a crewman, if you see a utility lineman, thank them because they're tired. But they have a lot of heart and a lot of passion, and they want to make sure that everybody is as safe as possible. We did lose one of our DOT crew members yesterday, and that's why when I tell you to keep everybody in your prayers, that's why. Is, you know, when you think these people are going out and they're sacrificing and their families are sacrificing for them to protect our citizens. So while our family is without water, and while some of you may be without power, that might feel like a sacrifice, but I want you to think about the sacrifice of these members that are going out there and really trying to do their job and go into harm's way. So South Carolina is a strong state. We're a faithful state, but we are a state that understands that when tragedy happens, we lift each other up. I ask that you check on your neighbors, check on any elderly members that are out there. Certainly pets are a concern, and so if you see any of those, everybody is on standby. This is a state where all hands are on deck. We don't know unless you call us and tell us. So do call 911 for any issues that may come up, and do not hesitate and assume that we know something, because that's not always the case when we don't have that many members out there to be watching. But with that, I'll now turn it over to you for any questions you have for me or any of the team.
Mayor Haley, one of your main concerns, everyone stay off the road. For the employers that are insisting on their employees coming into work, what would you say to them?
So it depends. You know, if you're looking at north of the Midlands, it is easing up. You know, certainly you could see, and I think we can tell that because you're not seeing the road closures. So that's a good sign that I think that those areas are safe. It's not every county in the state. So, but what we're saying is the Midlands is still in pretty bad shape. So, you know, what I've said is following the rules of the state is always a safe way to go. If you see state and county agencies are closed, you know, the private sector should look at that. They don't have to, but that's really a measure of safety when we do that. So I would ask that they at least acknowledge it. If they need additional information, call your emergency management office. That's the best thing, is because if you are going to open, we want to be able to offer your employees the right route to drive and to make sure that we do that. So that's, we work for the citizens of the state. So if you have to go to work, don't necessarily, you know, instead of being upset about it, call us and let us give you the safe route to go to work. And then for the others, you know, if you follow the county closures, that's a pretty close indication of safety.
You mentioned 9 deaths. I thought we were up at 7. Have there been a couple others?
Yes, so we had more. So what you had was, I believe we had 5 drownings and 4 traffic related, and these are all since we had the state of emergency. And I will tell you, I don't know that that's all of them. You know, keep in mind that we are seeing, that we are finding the drownings as it happens. It is not because we can't get to people. That, between the guardsmen and the DNR rescues and all of those, that very much has been it. What we've found is either this happened during this time or where everybody, we wanted them to stay in, or it's from just not being able to drive on the roads and it's not safe yet. But yes, unfortunately, the number has moved to 9.
Governor, would you say the lack of water, the 40,000 or so people who do not have access to any water or clean water, is that your number one concern right now? I know all of it is concerning. You want to get the state back to normal.
It's the thing it's the one we're talking about all day. I mean, between the water and the safety of the roads, and making sure that we're assessing those roads to make sure that they don't open until we know they're fixed. The water is an important one. One, obviously, for contamination, but two, making sure people get water. And so that's why we're opening up those distribution sites. We're going to make sure they're safe and secure, but there's going to be plenty of water. What we do know is we've got enough supplies. We just want to be able to tell people where to get them and how to get them so that they can do that. And so you'll see those press releases come out. We'll get that to you, and we'll ask that you get that out to the citizens as soon as possible.